This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
All33.com. Meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
NordVPN, our premier VPN provider. Get advanced security, internet freedom, complete privacy. Save 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 481.
481!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, four fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Did we get it?
You got me again.
Well, yes. Sometimes I go a little longer.
You let it hang. You did like a little Michael Jordan hanging action.
Hang time.
Yes, sir.
So we're back in action this week.
Yes. What's going on?
Forgot the smelling salt to start the show.
We had to take a hyenas last week.
I had to take my mom to the emergency room, and then it was not coronavirus related. Everything turned out okay, but it was quite the ordeal just getting her into the hospital. And mm-hmm. You know, they treat everyone like you got the virus. Like, here, hand sanitize this guy, fucking mask him. Okay, have you been sick? What's your temperature? Okay, good. I'm like, just get in. Fucking mom's over here. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So at the end of the day, and 3 days later, gastritis, some kind of intestinal stomach shit. Send her home.
Some GERD?
Yeah. Something like that. So I was like going through that for like the past few days and like clean her house. And
yeah,
like not very show moody, you know, no energy for a show. So
it's all good.
Maybe we'll cancel it. Come back hard.
We all need a break. I feel like the shows we do after a week off are always the best shows.
Yeah, because we did see each other the other day.
We did, briefly. It was kind of weird seeing you in person. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing that more. I don't know about you. Definitely still social distancing from people I do not know. But people that I do know, you know, that are cool, that I'm cool with.
Yep.
You know, spending some time with them here and there.
Yep. Giving people hugs, handshakes, all the good shit. I'm not afraid.
You're not afraid?
Nope.
Like Eminem?
You got the lockdown haircut going.
I do. It's a little bushy. I did some yoga at lunch today, and then they had the showers shut down.
Uh-oh.
Usually I do it during the workday. I'll go for a quick yoga session and take a shower after.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all closed. So I had a change in my car both times, and it was quite sweaty because it's hot yoga. So I still need to take a shower. This is like an unshowered Ingo. I will take one after we're done because I'm in the basement. It's a little chilly.
That's all good.
Figured wet hair, probably not a good look.
Is it freezing in yours like mine, where it's like an ice box?
Pretty cold. It's similar to what you described. It's about a 5 or 6 degree difference between each floor. So, you know, down here right now, I think it's probably in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
Upstairs, it's around 70, or low 70s, and then all the way upstairs, it's close to 80.
Yeah, that's so exactly the same.
Yes, and no matter what you do with the vents or anything, it doesn't help.
No, I have all the basement ones shut. 100%.
Yeah.
And it's still fucking 65, 66 down here. Always.
It's all good.
Like clockworks.
So what do you want to talk about? There was an event over the weekend. We took a week off. There's some shit that happened the week before.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the week before first. And first I want to say, what terrible commentary team do we have between Anik, Bisping, and Cruz? Like, Jesus Christ. You can't have Bisping and Cruz because they did the last broadcast. And they did the one over the weekend. But you got Bisping and Cruz are just like oil and water, constantly fighting and disagreeing.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a disdain for Cruz. Now I have a disdain for Bisping. And Anna can't get a word in because these guys are... Anna's got to get fucked. Can Anna say a word, please? You know, so...
Yeah. Well, over the weekend, the event over the weekend, it was actually the first time I felt like the commentary was distracting me away from the fight. And there was even a moment, I think, where Poirier was like, listen to Bisping, right? Because Bisping was saying something to
watch your neck.
Yeah. So, I feel like you can hear the commentary both over the microphone that they're speaking into and in the ring mic. So yes. It's like, it's really weird because it feels like they're sitting in the room with me. And that's kind of a, I don't know. I don't like it. I think they need to figure out some, maybe they need to sit in another part of the arena, or there has to be some glass put up.
Yeah, so put them in a fucking box.
Even just a piece of glass would probably help, you know,
yeah.
Where those fighters can hear everything that's being said. And I think that's pretty distracting. So,
yeah, because sometimes they're like, hey, thanks, man. Or something. I think Mike Perry did that because they were talking about his physique or something.
Yeah, and I almost feel like Bisping is hamming it up and kind of trying to make himself part of the show in a way, you know, by the way, because the way he's commentating, it's almost like he wants to be a running dialogue in the cage, you know? So.
Yeah, and he wasn't like that when he was doing the Contender series. Like those Tuesday night fights, I thought he was really good, but it was just because it was him and like the main, whoever the John Anik type guy was. I think it was Brendan Fitzgerald.
Okay.
But I think it's like when you have another commentator there, you're having this like pissing contest of whose dick is bigger. No, this is what's happening. No, this is what's happening. So you're getting too much commentary because you have two guys doing the same exact fucking job where you don't need it. Like, Rogan works well with people because he knows when to back off. Like, I like Anik, Rogan, and DC because they have a good chemistry and they know when to push and when not to. But Cruz and Bisping just want to be the alpha. No one will step back and be the beta in that situation.
Nope.
And it leads to exactly what you're talking about, like just a fucked up overall experience for anybody watching the event. So, like, I had that. I want to talk about last week. We had Emmett and Burgos. Like, that one could have been a fight of the year contender. It was a fun fight. Guys are beating the shit out of each other. Emmett ends up, they said he had a, I think this happened in the first round, complete ACL tear, partial MCL tear, focal impact fracture of the femur, damaged cartilage, swelling, blah, blah, blah. And that guy ends up winning a fucking fight.
Crazy.
That just shows, that's like one of those tough motherfuckers when you think of guys that just persevere and who the hell was that? Uriah Faber, remember he breaks both his hands during a fight? He's like, well, I guess I'm throwing elbows now. Fuck it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. And then you had the Blades versus Volkov main event fight, and that, you know, Curtis Blades thinks he's John Fitch now. This.
Yeah, Danny gave him a lot of shit for not delivering on his promises, right?
And
it's kind of a boring fight to watch.
Yeah, no one wants to see that. And again, I go back to, you know, some fighters that are saying, like, that's the bitch way out. Like, I get it. You can take a guy down and win the fight. But if you're not taking him down with intent to finish, go fuck yourself. Like, I don't see intent to finish sometimes.
No. And for a big guy like that who's got a lot of power, you kind of got to – you got to deliver, right? That's what the heavyweights are supposed to do.
Yeah. Exactly. We watch the heavyweights because I want to see brutal knockouts. I want to see the Francis Ngannou murder Alistair Overeem with a head snapping back into fucking or something.
Exactly.
Like, that's what we expect. So, and then last thing on the card, Jim Miller got the win, and they said they tied Cowboy Cerrone for 35 UFC fights. Like,
shit.
Jesus Christ. And he said he's open to taking fights at welterweight or middleweight now.
The Lyme disease has gone to his head.
He said he's actually feeling like this is the first time like he's actually felt whole again. Like he's finally felt healed where he was fighting crippled for so many years. You're like, oh, he was on that trend. Like, wow, this guy's winning. And then all of a sudden he wasn't. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, fucking Lyme disease, man.
Yep. It flares up at times too. It can come and go depending on what's going on in your life. So hopefully he stays clear of it.
Yeah. And then what happened? There was like some corner controversy.
Oh yeah. There's a UFC newcomer, Max Roshkoff, cornered by Robert Drysdale, decides that he's had enough. And there was a point in the fight where he's sitting on the stool, and he's like, I don't got it, man. Like, I want to be done. And Drysdale is kind of telling him, you're a champ, stop it, get back out there. And he's like, I don't have it. And they forced him to not get up off the stool. And I forgot that that was an option actually until that happened, where you can literally say, I'm not getting up. And I wanted to, you know, Dana had some pretty strong opinions about this afterward. Mm-hmm. And I kind of agree with him, and I'm surprised that he didn't give him more hell. And I give some respect to Dana for his point of view on this. He said, you should, what do you say? Okay. He said, you should absolutely be able to quit. I know it's frowned upon. There's no shame in getting here and finding out that you're not it. Anybody that would ridicule a kid like that, fuck you. Come try and do what he did tonight. Very few people can actually do it. What do you think about that?
Well, is he talking about the cornermen in that scenario, or just people in general, like Dana White?
I think he's talking about the kid quitting on the stool, and everybody was giving him hell, saying that blah, 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 blah. He's kind of, he's a bitch and all this stuff. I think there's nothing when you go, sometimes you get to a place and you're like, yeah, this isn't for me. And I think he had a lot. I think his record was fairly solid leading in, but he only had like a week and he cut this crazy amount of weight.
Yeah, I think it was something like 5-0, and a guy who was fighting had like 3 times the experience. And
yep,
it's like the first test or the first time he's actually facing some adversity. And I think part of the drama is, like, the coach didn't want to stop the fight. So he's, like, trying to encourage the guy, because it's not a fight where he won the first round, lost the second round. Like, there's still a potential. Like, he's not taking a devastating beating like you see some of these guys, like the Ferguson fight, where he's just getting absolutely manhandled. So it's not like a throw the towel in scenario, and he's quitting. The coach is trying to get him to go back in, and then finally the coach says, yeah, he doesn't want to continue. Okay, we're going to stop the fight. So I don't have a problem with that. If you're done fighting, it's best to be done, because if you go back out there, like, say the corner just says, fuck you, go back out there, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Just a brutal fucking beatdown, like a career-ending beatdown potentially. I mean, that's not going to be not good for anybody if you send that guy back out there.
No, and I think it's a mistake tactically by Drysdale. And I know people are like, well, it's in the moment, and what would you do? I'm like, fuck that. These cornermen are supposed to be trained to be in this kind of environment. Like, they should know when to say when. And I mean, I think it's a lot different than when GSP comes back to the corner, is like, oh, my abductor. And then, you know, Derek Jackson's like, hit him with it, you know, cause that's just GSP's nonsense. Right. I think that happened in the, Fitch fight. Yeah. And cause George is like a kind of a little bit of a head case, right? Where this kid was like, he was physically done, you know? And I think you got to give him the out. I don't know.
Well, he gave him the out, but he was just trying to, he knew it was a cardio problem. That's what it was. Like, he had just spent himself. He's like, I fucking know you. Like, you're a champ, blah, blah, blah. Everything he was trying to say. But then it got to the point where he knows he ain't going to go back in. So he's like, all right, the fight's over. So I get it. I mean, the corner made the right call at the end. It could have went either way. Like, you could see, like, he's right there. Like, all right, he's not coming back. Fine. Fuck it. Be done. So I got no problem with that. You want to move along?
Yeah, let's do it.
This weekend, we had, I want to show you the fucking poster for this fucking card first, because I think there's a little bit of editing going on here. Let's see. Do-do-do. Why does everyone have the frowny eyebrows?
I don't know.
Like, to the point where it looks like we've been doing a little, not Photoshop, but let me give you the most frowny eyebrowed thing. Hey, Frankenstein, you're frightening me. Stop
Mickey
it.
Mickey Gall with this.
Stop
little...
looking. And they came in with like a porn goatee, by the way, too.
Yeah.
So let's start with the Mike Perry fight first, because fucking Mike Perry. I got to get out of this fucking main screen thing. Hang on. So Mike Perry, he brought his girlfriend in to be his lone corner man and or woman during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Perry ends up getting the unanimous decision in kind of a one-sided fight. I mean, Gall had landed some shit, but it kind of looked like you have this experienced striker versus a newborn Bambi, like trying to figure out the striking game, and just experience won in that fight. And Mike Perry did well in the grappling. Like, he manhandled Gall on the ground when they got into the grappling exchanges. Mm-hmm. But when he went back to his corner, I think his girl was saying shit like, you're looking hot, or something like that. It was like total sexual. And even pre-fight, Perry said, she's going to do the number one thing that I could ask of a coach. Just sit there and enjoy the show because you got the best seat in the house.
I like it.
Good for him. Like, here's, you know, I guess I'm happy to see a guy do it his way and then have it work out, because if it didn't, you know, what are we here then?
Well,
everybody's the shit.
Yeah, the world will all have opinions, right? In that case.
Yeah.
About how stupid he is.
Yeah. And we got the main event, Poirier and Hooker. Would you see?
Well, I mean, I think this is a potential for fight of the year right there, especially the second round. Holy cow. They beat the living crap out of each other in the second round. I mean, there was a wild exchange multiple times, especially at the end of the round. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And then I felt like they got a little tired, but
yeah, the first round was like Hooker just kept going for takedown. Like, fuck, I'm tired, man.
And yes. Neither guy, too tough for their own good, I think. Both a lot worse for the wear at the end of the fight. And I thought Poirier won that. I can't really. Pretty solid fight.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that the big stark thing about that whole thing was that was the fight where I really started to notice how much the commentary was affecting my ability to watch the fight, and also how I thought the fighters shouldn't be interacting with the commentators while they're fighting. It just shouldn't happen. And because they are, there's something needs to change. I don't know what, but.
Like, fire Michael Bisping and fire fucking Cruz. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's just my personal opinion, but they're fucking ruining the show. I would be better served turning off the goddamn commentary, or if I could just mute certain guys from the commentary and just listen to Anik, but he only probably got 5 words in per fight.
Yeah, and there was a cool picture of because of Dan had to quarantine when he got back to Australia, and here's a picture of him on Instagram having to stay away from his daughter for 2 weeks. Dustin Poirier with a cool comment saying, "Sorry you're going through this, man. Stay strong, brother." So I like that. You know, that there's still all that love and support after two guys, you know, beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing, man. When you're an athlete like that and you have to go overseas for a while and then you come back and you still can't see your family. It's like the reality of the situation here. So even after the fight, you still can't see your kids and family.
Yeah. You got to hope that you got paid well. Like, do you get hazard pay for that? Cause that's a lot to ask of someone to say, okay, for the next 14 days, you can't see your family. When you just took a hard loss, and it probably would be nice to see your fucking family, right?
It would, yep. But, you know, rules are rules, COVID.
I guess it depends what country and what rules you're following. But if he's tested.
Pride rules!
Goddamn right. Why can't they just test him when he gets there and say he's negative so he could just go with his family? Doesn't that make more sense than just, fuck you, spend 14 days by yourself? He just took a test. They can take tests. You know, they have tests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That makes too much sense. You're talking crazy talk, Ingo.
Crazy talk.
So let's see what else is coming up. UFC 251, right around the corner, July 11th.
Yes.
The one fight with Usman and Burns, it's a teammate fight, which is weird. I didn't know these guys were fucking teammates. So,
yeah, Usman is training somewhere else, isn't he?
Yeah. Brett Okamoto said that Usman and Burns have been training together since 2012. And Usman now is changing camps. So he's training with Justin Gaethje and Trevor Whitman.
Wow.
Like, holy shit. So then they're showing like sparring of Usman and Gaethje. I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, you got my favorite fighter and you got Whitman. I'm like, god damn, I think Usman might have a little edge here now. Even though, like, if I was going to pick that fight, I was leaning towards Burns. But now with that change in camps and training partner, I'm like, fuck, that's a tough fight to call. And you never know how a friend fight's going to work out. One, why do you take the fight if you guys are friends? Like,
money.
I mean, I guess, but you could do like what Cain Velasquez and Cormier did. I mean, you don't have to go to different weight classes, but I didn't think we were still in that day and age where the UFC just said, I don't give a fuck if you guys are friends, you're fighting. Yes. I'm just not doing it. Like, I'll wait. I'll fight fucking everybody else, or I'll go over to a different weight class. I'm not fighting my friend just because he has the title.
Right.
I don't get it.
That makes sense.
All right. What else is going on?
Okay. Well, a little news for you. Ariana Celeste pregnant and expecting her first child with boyfriend Taylor King.
So disgusting.
Baby bump.
I don't want to see it. It's like once they get pregnant, it's so tainted. Not that she was hot beforehand. Like, we saw them in person. They're 4'2". They have no ass. And it's like whatever. But at least it opens up more opportunities for other hotter ring card girls to parade around the Octagon. And that's all you can ask for these days.
Mm-hmm.
So did you see Sean O'Malley? He was talking about how Reebok made over $1 million on all of his merchandise, and he said he only got $3,000 from it.
Yes.
He says, it's ridiculous. I thought I got 15%. And they're like, well, you get 15% of this, but of this, and then these guys get it, and then you get 15% of that. And I'm like, holy shit, you guys are fucking me. Then they make all these sweet shirts on Reebok. And I'm like, damn, I tell people, don't buy that. So, like, where is his management in this? And why wouldn't he just make those shirts on his own? Like other fighters have.
Maybe he can't. I don't know.
Well, didn't the Korean Zombie team up with, like, Trifecta or some of the other apparel manufacturers? Like, I don't know how many there are now with, like, you know, you start looking into like who's actually making shit anymore. And once they got rid of that sponsorship model, there's not that many guys left.
True.
And how is that even legal? How can they make a million on merch and he get three? That doesn't sound right.
It's been going on for ages in the music business, you know, payola and trying to, you know, pay the artist shit, and everybody else is getting money along the way. Everyone's got their hand out. So.
But he could just make his own shirt. I hope he makes his own shirt. I would buy his own shirt. Like, who did we buy? Jorge Masvidal? I don't even think that was a UFC-branded one. I just know it took, like, 3 months after I bought it to get here.
Did you actually wear it yet?
I think, I don't know. I may not have worn it in protest.
Okay.
I was so pissed. Or maybe I wore it once, but hard to say. What else is happening?
Okay. Did you see this trick shot challenge?
Mm-mm.
Holly Holm. I hope that's not too loud.
I don't hear any volume.
There's no volume? Okay, nope. Good. I hear volume, but she's looking quite sexy on this little moped of hers. She's cruising around. It's a little trick shot challenge for charity. Here she goes. That's too bad. The audio is good. Why can't you hear any audio?
You probably didn't share audio.
Bam.
Oh, she's money.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Saw that. Oh, it's still going in the background.
Yeah, isn't that the best? That happens to me all the time. So
she looks good in those little jean shorts.
Yeah, well, let's stay on the Holly Holm trend here. So she was grappling Steve-O the other day.
She was?
And yeah, hang on. I'll get this up here.
Steve-O.
I don't know.
Like John Jones and
yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Take his ass down.
Come on, Steve. it doesn't look like he's trying very hard here now.
Yes! How was that?
Yeah, she's thick.
That was awesome. You got one more in you, Steve.
Oh, good.
Don Jones got a little chicken leg.
Double leg, Steve. Take it down, Steve.
Fucking.
Double leg.
Oh.
Yes. That is epic.
Was he the easiest pony to her face?
Probably.
You would think that Steve-O would have more to offer, no?
Maybe. I think he just got his teeth fixed. Maybe he doesn't want to get his teeth messed up.
I don't know. They look like they weigh the same. I'm not saying I'm going to dominate her, but I'm going to fucking dominate her. If it's just wrestling, come on. You saying Holly Holm's going to put me down if I got – what does she weigh these days? Is she 135, 145?
Yeah.
I don't know. Call it fucking 75 pounds. I will dominate her in a wrestling match.
Okay.
I think Steve-O might be outweighed by her. So maybe that's part of the problem.
It could be.
It just wasn't very impressive. What else has happened then?
Did you see Vitor Belfort recently looking completely yoked ahead of his one championship bout coming up, I think, at the end of July?
I hope that photo is real, because I don't know if there's photoshopping going on.
But... I don't know, but he's gigantic. And this is there's a better picture if here. If you can I zoom in? Yeah. Can you see me zoom in when I do that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's better. I mean, he looks absolutely superhero-like. His upper – look at these fucking traps. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's the sign of the steroid. It's always the swollen jaw and then the traps, like, pop up. Mm-hmm. But what's with the legs? They look a little John Jones-ish in their approach.
That's what I'm saying. It looks superhero-like.
Yeah.
Giant upper body, big arms, and all, you know, the beach muscles.
Yeah, and I keep seeing him with Mike Tyson. There's a lot of pictures of those two training together, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't know.
And Tyson, didn't you just say he celebrated his birthday today?
I think it's his birthday today, yep. We're taping on Tuesday, so.
And he's coming back with, like, a fight or something. I'm not sure.
June 30th. Happy birthday, Mike. 52, I think. 52? 53? Okay.
Yeah, and that's bananas. And some people are posting pictures of him from, like, 2002 to 2020, saying, like, 18 years later, because in 2002 they were showing he had, like, a gut, and now he's all drugged up and jacked. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's what we need.
That's what I need to be doing, Matt. Getting all drugged up and jacked.
Maybe you got time.
2020 is the year of the jackness. Maybe that's what I should have been doing during COVID.
Sure.
TRT for the win.
That's right. Here's some inspirational words for you from Mr. GSP. He's in the house. Let's get him up here.
I have had an incredible journey as a professional athlete. It all started much differently than it ends. Did you know that I lost more than half of my fight against the school bullies? I never won gold in point karate competition. When I had my first jiu-jitsu class, I got tapped out 5 times in 5 minutes by a guy that I outweighed by like 30 pounds. It broke me mentally so badly that at the time, I wanted to quit everything right there on the spot. In my first wrestling competition in the United States, I got pinned in less than a minute in the first match. It really sucks to lose sometimes. Some experience can be taught, others need to be lived in order to improve. And I learned in my life, for me, that failure was my greatest teacher of all. Have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks. Wow. Sent you out off the top of his head, just spitballing. Didn't look like he was treating. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
He's a philosopher. Who knew?
And a champion. Like, holy fuck crazy. Balls, man. Okay. That's bananas. But
yeah. You don't realize. Yeah, I mean, when you just from watching that Last Stand documentary on Jordan, yeah. I mean, you don't realize how much these six, you're really fucking tan. Holy shit, dude.
Deal with it. I get out there. Vitamin D sufficient.
Okay. Except the top of your head looks a little white. Did you put a lot of sunscreen up there?
I think I just shaved.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't realize how much these professionals who are at the top of their game when we see them have lost and lost and lost and gotten their shit kicked out of them. They're just the guys a lot of times who refuse to quit, right?
Yeah. It's like, who wants it more? Like, who's got the work ethic? And I think sometimes you need to get your ass beat down to develop that, to say, I don't want that to fucking ever happen to me again.
No.
So I'm going to put the work in. So when that shit goes down,
you better be ready.
Yeah.
Who says that? Back. Fucking Cypress Hill. When the shit goes down,
maybe
you better be ready. When the shit goes down,
taking hits from the bong.
But you're on the right vibe.
Something like that. Let's see. Ooh, blast from the past. I don't know how this one will play out. I'm got to figure out how to mute volume. Oh, hang on. This is always weird because if ESPN posts a UFC clip that's like a minute long, can you show it? Because it's on Twitter.
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find out. I'm willing to take the chance. So let's see what happens. They said almost a year to the day this happened. I'm turning the volume off, so maybe this doesn't get flagged. Maybe this shouldn't be full screen, huh? Can you still see?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just going to keep doing this, so we're fucking with the algorithm.
Oh! Is the Corona the craziest heavyweight fights in history of heavyweight
fights? Pat Barry and Chuck Congo. I felt it could have been stopped three times.
Easily. And then
Barry's favor. Oh! And I feel that's an early stoppage because Pat was ready to make the comeback right there.
Totally. He was not out.
Fuck, man.
That sucks.
See? He's just contemplating math right there, doing geometry.
Oh man, I forgot that was right.
It's like a shuttle. That's like Ngannou uppercut hook. Ugh.
Yeah.
So brutal. That was almost a year to the day.
Whew. You mean 10 years? 9 years?
Yeah, thank you. Almost 10 years to the day. 9 years to the day. It was almost yesterday, if I remember correctly.
That's crazy.
Good times.
Yes.
Got other stuff going on?
No, I'm good. I got some knowledge for later. Well, I got a clip for later for the
okay,
knowledge.
I got about two or three more things. So Dana White tweeted this out, and let's get this here. It shows the Fight Island picture, but
whoa,
I feel like that's Wolf tickets because everything else I've seen does not look like this.
I thought it was indoors.
It is indoors. I think this was just for their promotional video. They did like a preview video, like a cinematic trailer. I wasn't too impressed. That's why I'm not even going to show the trailer. But this is bullshit. This is fucking Wolf tickets. You can't put this out like this is how the events are going to happen because that is not how the events are happening.
Right. That would be epic if it was.
I know. That was Bodog Fights was exactly that. They were on the fucking beach. And they went out of business real quick, toot sweet.
Mm.
And here's I don't know how I want to view this next tweet. It's kind of depressing, kind of something I thought was going to happen, kind of good, kind of bad, but here we go. So Cindy Dandos, if I pronounce that correct, sorry. She says, I lost my gym during this COVID lockdown, no help from our government, and fights canceled, leaving me with big financial problems. I decided to make OnlyFans so I can collect the money to reopen the gym and give the youngsters their home back. So, like, I thought this was what was going to happen, but I don't like it happening under these circumstances where it's like, you feel like this is your only way to make money, so you gotta fucking start selling
yourself,
like
selling
subscriptions and showing tit pics, and it's not gonna open.
Sweet OnlyFans.
Well, can we get to the fucking page already? Like for fuck's sake,
it's taking a while to load.
Yeah. So you pay the $15.99 a month, the $43 a month, but. They don't really give you a taste of anything. I feel like they should give you a couple picks to lure you in. I know you get something at the top, but how do you feel about this?
Well, I don't know. She looks a little thick.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, I should probably go to her Twitter because she's pretty healthy.
I don't know how I feel. I don't know. Dirty?
I know. I don't like
a little dirty.
The desperation of it.
Yeah.
You know, I want it to be on better times, but I like it from the aspect of you're doing what you need to do you're doing something to make money, you know.
That's right.
You're not hooking. You're not like fucking.
It's for one
money.
Step away from that, though.
Well, I feel like that's Paige Van Zandt. She's one step away that's from right porn, there. But
yeah.
I thought I had something about Paige Van Zandt. Where did I put that?
Huh.
Maybe she's in the Astronauts. I gotta scroll.
Super itchy all of a sudden, man.
You're allergic to that swamp beer.
Something.
Maybe there's cancer in the basement.
Or COVID. Maybe I have the COVID.
Maybe. I can't find – I didn't write this down, but Paige Van Zandt was talking about she got paid more for doing Dancing with the Stars than she's made in her entire UFC career.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
So yep. What do you make of that?
I mean, that sounds pretty plausible. Yeah, she probably got paid a few million, right, to do it. Because they got lots of viewers and lots of money. And
she went deep. I think she was number two. I think she made the final two.
So, yeah. I mean, and then if you roll in all the exposure and advertising she got after the fact from doing all that, it's probably even more, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah, we know the UFC is kind of fucking with their fighters. They don't get a share of the cut.
Yeah, and well, she's not top of the food chain fighter either, you know? You're not number one, number two, number three. You're kind of overpaid in the UFC just based on your looks. It was her and Sage Northcutt. Like, overpaid because of their looks.
Those two should have dated. They would have made amazing
That's
babies.
That's a power couple.
Yeah, their babies would be, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Come out and be, like, super athletes.
True that.
And models and movie stars and probably musicians or something, too.
Or just train wrecks because the parents are super successful. But why does she continue fighting then? Like, if you're getting paid bank to do – and I think she was even saying – I get paid so much more money just to post a product on my Instagram or my Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you continue fighting? Is it just because you love it so much?
Maybe. I wonder if it's a way for her to angle to get more money, too. So to say, like, hey, I get all this, you know?
Yeah, it was. I think she's on the last fight of her contract and probably shopping around, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Let's do Tweet of the Week.
Okay.
Oh, you love this one. I should have saved this for knowledge. Fuck. Gwyneth Paltrow plugs her new candle. Smells like my orgasm.
I like it. There was one that smells like my vagina or something.
Yeah. I was working on that. Could never get it.
I could never order it?
It was a $75 candle. I was going to buy it.
Smells like my orgasm. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll try to get you that.
Maybe it's pungent.
Mm-hmm. Which one's going to smell better, the orgasm or the vagina?
Probably the orgasm.
Yeah. I don't even want to venture to say what it smells like.
Vanilla and patchouli.
I was going to guess rotten bananas.
Oh, damn. That's horrible.
I don't know why. Moving right along. We're going to get out of that one. Let's do... Oh. Oof. I gotta find this. Where did we go? I got too much shit open. So someone makes an Instagram post.
Whoa, what do we got here?
Gina Carano.
Uh-huh.
Is that the one we were talking about?
Uh-huh, but I didn't see it until you just posted it. That's not that racy.
No, and Instagram apparently pulled that down.
Why?
They said it was too racy.
That's not really even, you can't even see nipple.
I know. Like,
it's like a shadow picture.
Faded nipple. And she had some choice words for said Instagram. Let's see. She says, so that's what it's like to be censored for no reason. Pic was taken down by Instagram. There's much more important news today, but that was some classic bullshit. The whole post was about freedom of expression, violating zero rules. Ironic. Feels like I graduated. Thanks, Karen. Like, what the fuck, man? Why can't you post a little? And that was a decent pick when you think of, like, what has been posted. You look at Twitter, there's, like, fucking, straight up fucking on Twitter. They don't give a shit.
Is there really? I don't know. I don't ever go on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, there's just, like, porn stars putting clips of videos. There's, like...
Raw dog slapping. Like, prefer,
yeah, prefer all that. I've even seen this on the Twitter sphere.
Holy like, cow.
Straight in. Like, what are you doing? That's legal? I feel like it's banned in a few states.
Totally legal.
And I live in one.
No sodomy in some states.
Yes. All right, let's do some ass nuts. Would you rather sleep in a cold room with no heat all winter or a hot room with no AC all summer?
Cold winter. All day long.
You want a cold room with no heat all winter.
Yeah, because you can always get warmer. You can't get colder.
You're damn right. You can go body to body. You can go skin to skin. You can break up some shit and make
I can
fire.
Make the heat.
Mm-hmm. You can never make cold I'm trying. You could try to open your fridge, open your freezer. You can put a big chunk of ice in front of a fan. That'll work for about a minute. But it's the worst to be hot. You never want to be hot.
No.
And I read Under Armour was trying to cancel their $280 million deal with UCLA for like some kind of sponsorship with the athletes. So where does this put the UFC with their sponsorship? Because Under Armour was in the running. It was Under Armour, Nike, and Venom. And I would imagine if Under Armour's out, we're down to Nike and Venom.
Why do you think they're out? Because they're trying to cancel their sponsorship?
Yeah. Maybe they're canceling sponsorships. Go ahead.
Maybe they're trying to make some marketing room for the UFC deal.
That's a good point.
I think that's what it sounds more like to me, is that they're trying to make some space for being able to spend some ducats in the UFC. And they're like, UCLA, UFC. Yeah.
Just when I think they're out, they're right back in, Ingo. Yes. I didn't think of that. That's a good point. I like it. So maybe they're in. So maybe it's still a three-pony race then. And why is Venom even in there? I have no idea.
I think they're too small. They can't afford it. No way.
Unless the UFC buys them and then
right.
Something weird. Gray Maynard tweeted this one out. He said $100,000 fight. There's a 10% manager fee, a 15% coach fee, 5-10% training camp costs, 20% taxes, even with the write-offs, could be higher. And he says 5-10% retirement, 5-10% investments, setting aside money for another source of steady income and a safety fund. Then just living expenses. So he says 100K goes fast. So that got me thinking, why does everyone get a percentage and not a flat fee? Because he's saying, hey, my manager takes 10%, the coaches take 15%, my training camp is 5-10%, which I get that could be a legit percent, but why is everyone dealing in percentages?
Well, because when you're early on, you're not making as much, right? So they're banking on future, and everyone's in the same game trying to run up your value. So I feel like it incentivizes people to push your brand a little bit. But at the same time, when you get to the top, now they're taking a large chunk. So it's like in the beginning, they're making very little. So it's like, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like that Johnny Hendricks team takedown thing. You know,
yeah, that was 50%. But when you tally all this up, that's 10, 25, 35, 45, 55, add 60, 75. Like that shit, that's crazy. I can't deal on a percentage. It's like dealing with attorneys. Like, oh, I'm going to take 33% of your shit. Like, what the fuck? You didn't even do what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, I'm sitting there negotiating my bills with hospitals, and you didn't do a fucking thing. So I'm taking everything I just fucking negotiated. And you're taking 15% less.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
And you got a problem with that? Yeah. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Et cetera, et cetera. You lose.
Good day, sir. I love it. Yes. Now, how Rico Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign, Nuts Roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Says, once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Intelligence or wisdom? What's more important for a better world?
Wisdom.
Yeah, that means you know wise stuff. Like you're an owl.
Yeah.
We need more like owls. A fucking calculator with no brain.
That's right.
Is true beauty subjective or objective?
I think it's subjective.
Yeah, it's kind of like a UFC fight. Mm-hmm. Subjective. Like some people like them thick, some people like them skinny.
Some people like them thick, skinny.
Right. It's all over the board. Some whatever people like means. A beer belly on a lady.
Yeah.
Some people like a beard on a lady.
Yes.
Hey, whatever you want.
Or like that term, skinny fat. You ever heard mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I've seen it. Not a fan.
No.
Not a fan. And something's wrong, like with your rectum. What is the extent of freedom human beings should have? What is the extent of freedom human beings should have? I'm not quite understanding that.
Well, I think what we have now is pretty good, where we have freedoms within a system of like morals. So, you know, if if we have the freedom to do whatever the fuck we want, that means we can just go crazy and pillage and kill everybody, right?
Yeah, we should.
I mean, that's too extreme. We have to have freedom within a moral system.
We should go crazy.
What's with the light?
I have lighting and I use it intensely.
That's really creepy.
I'm trying to Vanderlei Silva your ass. Deal with it.
You're more scary than Vanderlei.
I don't know about that. What if I just go straight, shiny, bald head, semi-tan, but not quite.
You're kind of burnt up there.
I am.
A little burnt. You got to put some sunscreen on your head.
Fuck that. I'm a man. I don't wear a sunscreen.
Okay.
But I dye my beard.
Too funny.
I know. What is the meaning of rich and poor in the modern world?
I don't know.
Rich
equals wealth, I think.
Sometimes.
Poor
equals happy. You could have a good family life, and that could be a rich existence, you know. Depends how you view it.
Yeah.
Poor is when you don't have food to fucking eat, and you're on food stamps, and you're drinking powdered milk, and you know that kind of shit.
Yep,
kind of like where I came from, you know. Stuff. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 97, Hollywood Give Me Wood number 24. Figure out where we need to be. Ooh. And we start with Blake Lively.
Yeah, I like it. That's not a great picture of her, though.
I tried to grab something. That was the best I could find.
Okay, all right.
It was better? Huh. Jessica Biel?
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Just JT's wife?
I don't know.
And Justin Timberlake?
Kate Hudson.
She was always that, like, girl next door kind of the 90s, right?
Wasn't she in that one rock star type
Almost
movie?
Famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was married to the lead singer from the Black Crowes, too. Had a couple kids with him, I think. Mm. You know Goldie Hawn is her mother?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and kill Blake Lively.
Okay.
And we're going to marry Jessica Biel and bang Kate Hudson. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm with you with the marry this one. I'll probably kill Hudson for sure, and I might kill Lively just out of spite. I don't know. Fuck it.
Okay.
Knowledge, we got.
Okay, so. Oh, no. Hold on a second.
Yep.
I got a problem. Houston, I have a problem. There we go. All right. So, there's a boy that I stumbled upon on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
His name is Kyle, and he is trying to show us a cool way to bong a beer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't do this at home, folks. And he's down.
And it's concussed. And you can see the CTE developing as we speak.
It's not good. So
there's a trick to making that work. You have to open it just a hair.
So it doesn't, it's not a hard, a hard can like that can knock you out.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You got to crack it a little bit. So then when you slam it into your head, it pops the cap off.
Why do I feel like you've done this before?
No, I've never done it, but I've read about it.
Oh, okay.
Someone let me in on that little secret. So you remember a couple weeks ago, we were looking at the new PS3 and we were talking about footprint.
PS5, you mean?
Sorry, thank you. PS5. I'm a little bit ahead
the
of my
new
time.
PS3. I love it. Oh my god.
The new PS3. It's right around the corner. I think right after that, the Dreamcast is coming out. So
yes.
Look, they have a size comparison of this motherfucker. Like if that's the goddamn. I hope it's not, because I think someone's fucking with me.
That's like a spaceship, man. Why is it?
I'm
so
gonna
big?
Go to Mars in that motherfucker if that's the real size.
Are you kidding me? I feel like the Xbox, the current Xbox, is pretty big already. I mean,
I know,
like twice the size.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like this motherfucker will not fit in my entertainment system. Like I specifically designed mine to hold all my shit, and it's fucking tight right now. There's no way. Not that I'm buying that, but I'm saying if they make the Xbox like a goddamn Starship Enterprise, it ain't fitting.
It's supposed to be tall, the Xbox, but I don't know how tall. I think it's not any taller than the current Xbox. It's just going to be more rectangular, cylindrical, not cylindrical. What do you call that when it's not a cylinder? When it's a square, but it's like a cylinder. What's that called?
I don't know. It says square, but like a cylinder or something.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. We want the smallest footprint possible with the quietest fans available.
Yeah.
However you make that work, fucking just.
I feel like my current Xbox has gotten louder over the last year. Maybe the games are more demanding and the fans are getting harder.
I know I'm killing batteries almost on a daily basis because I'm using the headphones, but the headphones plug into the fucking controller.
Ah.
So I'm just shredding batteries. It almost seems like you might get 6 hours out of the batteries. Like fucking dump, dump, dump. I don't even use rechargeable because I'm like, fuck the environment. There's a satisfaction I have with just throwing dead batteries on the floor. Then I have like a pile of like 10 to 12 at any given time before I throw them away.
Yeah.
I'm weird like that. You see any good movies in the past week?
Not movies, but I saw there's this new show on Netflix called Home Games. And it's, I think, 8 or 9 episodes. And it has these cool, weird sports from around the world in it. One of them has that Calcio Storico, that crazy-ass Italian MMA with soccer together thing. And then they have like the Highland Games from Scotland. Those are the two I watched so far. But I think that's a fun one to watch because you get to see like weird cultural games that are popular across the world. Yeah, and that Calcio Storico, I was watching that with my girlfriend and she's like, oh my god, this is brutal. I'm like, yes it is. I like it.
It's what's the name of this again? I'm gonna
it's called Home Games.
Okay.
So I think they go around the world and find weird sports. It starts with that Calcio Storico. That's a good one to watch because it's in high def, so you can kind of, and you, they give you some background of like how this all came about in Florence and stuff. And it's actually, it's a violent sport, but it's not designed, it has like a gladiatorial kind of a cool, like a hometown kind of thing. Where the one thing I thought that was the coolest about that was, is wherever you're born, that's the team you play for life. There are no trades.
Trades, like fuck it, okay.
Yeah,
so you get paid? Those guys get paid, or is it just not like a dime. Community it's all, fucking shit?
It seems like this. All these things are like that, and I like that about it, where it's kind of cool, where I feel like overseas and in like Europe and stuff, they have a lot of this kind of thing, where there's just this national pride, and they don't care that much necessarily. These guys have regular jobs. It was like, one of the guys was like an engineer, remind me of like Shane Carwin, you know? He's like,
holy fuck.
IT guy by day, and then, but he's like fucking, I don't think they're drug test. I'm just going to
I'm probably not.
It's pretty big dudes, but it's a good one to watch. I like it.
That's cool.
I recommend.
What did I see? I watched a movie, Long Shot, with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron, where Charlize Theron is running for president. Seth Rogen is just Seth Rogen, like typical journalist, kind of a stoner, and hilarity ensues, and actually made me laugh out loud, which is rare during watching a movie. And
is that Netflix?
I think it's an HBO, but I wasn't high when I watched it, and it was like rated 3.5 out of 4 stars, and I would actually agree with that rating. Okay. So I had my family watch it, and they enjoyed it too. So, good times. Long shot.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, yeah, it looks good. It's got 82 on Rotten Tomatoes.
See?
Solid. No Netflix, though. Bummer.
Did you have the HBO app? Or
I canceled it a long time ago because there's nothing to watch on there. So
yeah, there's no more whatever, right?
Nope. None of that.
All right, that's about it. I shut it down.
In out done?
Yep.
All right, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Woo.